Welcome, people of the internet. This is Geek Rating Review, where we talk about everything geek culture and geek related. My name is Jean-Marc, and I talk.
My name's Nick. We talk about food, too. I was born in Jean-Marc because I'm his littlest brother, David.
Stuck on a food name.
Quinoa is already a food name.
Quinoa? No, he's the fat, weird guy. He's got to have better than quinoa.
That's food already.
Call him Chef.
Chef, but that's what you called him.
Oh, yeah. How about Pringle?
I think I called him Lick Face.
Lick Face is pretty good.
Is that the one you're stuck on?
I'm going to pick those Pringles out of your beard, dude.
Oh, yeah, thanks.
No, thanks. They're still there. I would have given you a PS1 and that game to save you
$21. I have a PSP with that game on it. I don't know why I bought it again.
I have the physical copy of the Greatest Hits version and the Black Label version.
It's in my closet, I think.
And a PS1, I would have just gifted it to you.
I don't have
to save you $21.
I only spent $16, I think.
Oh, that's so much. It's $9.99 on the PSN store.
Wow.
To have it on PS3 or PS Vita.
They have new stuff on it, though.
They do.
Achievements.
No, you can fast forward the game. You can play in 3x speed.
That's on the PS4 version, too, and that version's like $17.
Whoops.
That's how much I paid for it.
That's still too much.
It sounds like you don't like the game, Final Fantasy IX.
Not naming my fat guy, Quinoa.
I love Final Fantasy IX.
I named the rat girl Fromage.
Oh, why don't you name the lick guy just Cupcake, since he looked kind of like a cupcake?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah. The rat girl. The Freya?
You mean the Dragonlance girl?
The Dragoon lady?
Yeah, she already started with FR, so I just named her for
How do you see her as a rat?
She kind of looks like her. I got
it. He literally called her rat face.
It's because she's got a long face. That doesn't make sense.
He called her rat face, and she has a tail.
Oh, she's awesome.
She is awesome. I love her.
I would have just kept her name Freya, because she's one of my favorites.
But she has to have a food name, and Fromage was close to enough.
Okay.
Well, we recorded all of that. So, all right, David, you can start it since this is your topic.
All right, welcome to the podcast. I'm wearing Iron Man pajama pants today.
I'm still wearing Batman.
I'm naked. Well, I'll take my hoodie off.
That's how you wind down.
That's how I wind down.
Wind it down. So today we're talking about relaxing. Winding down, cooling off, and not being so high strung, and just our favorite ways to do that. My section of that general overarching topic is, what's your favorite place to do that? Like your safe haven? Not just stupid like, oh, in my wife's arms because I love her so much.
But like, David,
what's your favorite place to go?
Says the unmarried man.
That's true.
I have a girlfriend.
It's not the same.
Significant other. How about significant other?
No.
But no, just a place where you go to turn off.
David, she can't be that significant if you don't got a ring. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. He can't even see us flashing our ring. So.
This thing's huge.
I'm going to. Oh. Is the inside black?
It's all black.
Oh.
It's all black, baby.
Oh, that's great. Mine just has ridges on it. Mine's ridged for my finger's pleasure.
Yeah. You know. Until you said your finger.
Everything we said was very...
Everybody thought we were talking about a dong.
Something else. So, my two places... I came up with two because one of them's at home, obviously.
Right.
The other one is definitely on the beach. Or a beach somewhere. And I now associate going to the beach with barbecue because for some reason, every time, no matter where it is, in Florida or in Texas, not Louisiana, who does that beach?
No one.
Especially in Texas, every time we go to the beach, we find a barbecue place. We found Black's Barbecue, which is so good. Favorite barbecue place. So we go to, not Mont Bonnell, that's another place. We go to a lake that is man-made lake, and it has green water in it. And we go to, like, a private part of it. And it's about an hour and a half outside of Austin, and we go
there.
That's
not the nudist lake, is it?
No, that's Hippie Hollow. that you're thinking of. I had that one ready to go. I can't remember the place I went to a million times. What was it called? I think something Lake, Mountain Lake, Canyon Lake. That's what it's called. So we go to Canyon Lake, and then we go to San Marcos and eat barbecue at Black's. And that is super relaxing.
Canyon Lake near San Marcos?
Yeah, it's actually south of San Marcos.
Oh, okay.
Or west or whatever. Yeah, you can go to San Marcos and get there. So yeah, if you ever came during the summer, you could go to Canyon Lake with us. And
I do have 10 days off straight at the beginning of the summer.
That'd be great.
Because I took the week before my birthday off, and my birthday is the day after Memorial Day, and we get Memorial Day off. So I have the weekend before the week I have off all the way through my birthday off. It's like a 10-day straight vacation.
So I will describe my house stuff, but for me, it's outside of the house. It's at a beach with a cover because I hate being in the sun. We actually bought this little tent thing that actually just goes right over our heads, and we put our chairs under it and our cooler or whatever we have our drinks in and just chill out. And that's what I'm going to start. So that's where I'm at currently.
I can get by that. I mean, I'm not crazy about beaches, but I can see.
It doesn't have to be a vacation place.
It's just no. I get that.
Yeah.
I think, like, I like sitting in a movie theater.
Huh.
Yeah. I try to eliminate the background. You are trying not to get. Oh, that's bad for audio.
You can't hear me, my friend.
Oh man!
Sorry, I got really hungry when you talked about a movie theater.
For the record, for the listener, he was hiding eating a chip away from the microphone.
A Pringle, to be specific.
Pringle, which isn't that loud of a chip. But anyway, I like me and my wife in a movie theater, and like trying to eliminate the noise and the disturbances of the people in the theater. You know, when the house lights come down and they start playing, like I can just where it's just me and her. It's been harder to do that now that we have kids, but I think that stadium seating, reclining chair, grand 16s experience. I don't know. It that's like the perfect time. I never have to pee. I don't need to get up for any reason. She doesn't either. It's whether the movie's 90 minutes or 3 hours. It feels the same way. It's hard to explain. Like you don't even have that in your own living room sometimes. Your phone's going off. Your dogs are bothering you. There's gunshots in the outside because I live in the country. You know, but there's something about that theater experience that's really relaxing. Mm-hmm. As far as from like outside of the home. Yeah, I'd say that.
You would really like...
If you can remove yourself from the background noise of the people around you. You know, as long as the chatter's not too bad, yeah, I'd say that's my favorite place. You know,
well,
that's
you would really like
launches anymore. There's too many people. I can't enjoy it like I would.
Oh man, dude, we go to 11 o'clock shows, matinees. Like
there you go.
During the week or like a Saturday morning at 10. You know, that's when we go.
Those are my favorites. I like matinees. I like going.
And it's all old people.
Still daytime. Yeah.
It's all older people, and we view ourselves as an old couple, you know? So it's nice to be amongst 50- and 60-year-old couples because they don't talk, and they don't check Facebook, and they're not popping selfies every 15 minutes, you know?
Well, when we went to Lafayette recently...
millennials?
What?
Yeah, 30 millennial...
Great. Well, when we went to Lafayette, I was surprised there's nothing at, like, 9 o'clock over there.
I really wish there was like,
or even
open the Grand at 9 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah,
I will be there.
Well, that's when we go to our favorite movie theater, which is the Alamo Draft House,
I'm still trying to get over the idea of not being able to order dinner.
And watch a movie. Dinner, beer. They have the best pizza and burgers around. Like their food is amazing quality. And if you talk or make any noise during the movie, they kick you out of the theater, which is amazing. So it is pristinely quiet. The theaters are newer because it's a newer franchise. So you get a really good experience. You get people bringing you food, which could get away from what you like, which is no distractions, and it could be.
Yeah.
But being waited on is awesome.
It's so much, yeah. Especially if you want a snack during a movie, because they refill your drinks without you. All you have to do is say, Pepsi refill, put it down, they'll come pick it up.
Yeah, you write on a piece of paper, you put it on the it's on so your nice. Thing, and they...
That's cool.
Nick, you...
I hate having to get up and go to the concessions.
That's, yeah, we're see, probably going to do that.
Like, we make an experience out of it. Well, I mean, Lafayette has a CC's now, but our routine used to be go to the Grand, watch a movie, go to CC's, which is basically right across the street.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Fill up on pizza, and then come home. You know, that was our routine. But now that we have the kids, it's harder and harder to do it. It's been a couple of years since we saw a movie. We are making plans, kind of looking at what's coming out. Nothing's been really tickling our fancy.
You could go to Johnson Street Java, which I really like.
JSJ.
Yeah.
Isn't that old Serrano's?
Huh? Huh?
Isn't that the old Serrano's?
No, it's on the other side of the parking lot.
Yeah, it's on the opposite end. Yeah.
So if you're going towards campus.
It's on the other entrance, yeah.
Okay.
They have really fast internet there.
That's by that like flea market kind of.
Like where Judy's Sin is, yeah.
It's across the street from Judy's Sin, yeah, kind of. But on the left side, yeah.
I try not to go on Johnson Street. I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
No, you can avoid it because you don't live.
It doesn't like anyone else.
I work on the north side, so I go all That's the way true. Around all that junk. I don't have to touch Ambassador, Johnston, Congress. Kali Saloon, I don't know none of that.
I've been using Congress a lot more lately. I like it much better.
So David,
I used to deliver furniture in Lafayette.
Ugh. Oh, me too. Yikes.
That was before Camellia connected to Verrat School Road.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Camellia's That's how long nice. Ago that was.
Yeah.
Jeez, I can remember that, actually, now I think about it. That road did not used to be there.
Yeah.
Nope, it ended at Kali Saloon.
You used to have a Hub City Diner down there, too.
Yeah, and it was horrible.
I don't remember that.
Yep, it was right by Athena, Greek and Lebanese.
Oh, no way. Really?
Yep. It was a huge, brand new Hub City Diner that I don't think lasted a year.
Yeah. I went there once, and they closed, like, within a month.
They were awful. We lived a couple blocks away from it, and they were always understaffed, and they were, like, the food was cold, and just...
Wow.
It wasn't the Hub City Diner experience.
Wow.
See, we're talking about food. That's not
Yeah, relaxing. I know. It always devolves into that.
We talk about food and Lafayette.
Yeah, food can be relaxing. David, what's yours? We haven't heard yours. You started this thing.
Well, after a driving job, I used to go everywhere all the time. And I could stop at places all the time during my driving job. So to get out of that monotony, like during my lunch break, I'd only eat like maybe 10 minutes during my lunch break. And some lunch breaks, I needed more time to de-stress. So I just go to, like, my favorite store and just, like, not think and just look at things. It used to be GameStop way back in the day. Not a big GameStop fan anymore, but now it's Best Buy is my go-to. I just like to go and look at stuff. Even if I don't want to buy anything, I just go, like, oh, look at that. Oh, I could have that TV someday. That'd be cool. I just don't want to think. I just turn my brain off and just look at stuff. Be like, oh, this game's out. I forgot that game existed.
Yeah. I used to, before the McAllister's Deli on the corner of Kali Saloon and Ambassador, there was an EB Games. It's a GameStop now.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, I remember that.
That was my store. That was EB Games. They still sold Super Nintendo games at that store whenever I lived in Lafayette. And I used to do the exact same thing. I would go on my lunch break to McAllister's, get a big tea, get a sandwich, eat in my truck, and then go flip through 20-year-old games in that EB Games. I did the same thing. It was very relaxing. Yeah.
Since you're talking about lunch specific, when I worked in Crowley, I used to bring my own lunch, and there was a park near there, kind of one road away, like off of the 9th Street. I don't remember. But I used to go to that park and sit on a bench and eat. Just
I used to so live I could by
be
that
outside
park.
And just
God, where haven't you lived, Nick?
Yeah, I know.
I've lived all over.
Yeah. So
you live where Jamak used to live. You live where Jamak used to work.
Nick's been stalking me this whole time. You know, whatever. I didn't live there though. I just worked there.
Right.
Oh, that was when you worked at Carmichael's.
Yeah, when I because the park was down the road. So
yeah, and there's still not that many places to eat in Crowley.
Yeah.
That are reasonably priced.
Well, when that Chinese restaurant opened, I'd also eat there. And I used to write jokes.
When I worked at Stage, we would go eat almost three times a week at China Dragon, the old Golden Corral.
Oh, yeah.
Right next to Cajun Way?
Yes. Yeah, I eat there a bunch, too. I really like that place. Yeah. And then it closed down, I think.
No, it's still open. Still going.
Yeah, it's still open.
Wow.
They have sushi now.
Wow. That'd be a hard choice, man. When I go to Crowley, I usually just get Cajun Way.
Me too.
Why do you go to Cajun Way when there's a Burger Zone and a Frosto?
Burger Zone? What are you talking about?
Burger Zone in Crowley, dude?
It's not called Burger Zone.
Yes, there is. It's been called Burger Zone since we were kids. It used to be Burger Chef.
It's called Burger Zone?
Yeah, by freaking Stage and City Trends.
Across from Mickey D's.
No, that's BJ's. Yeah,
BJ's. That's what I thought y'all were talking about.
No, it's further down by those banks.
No, that used to be PJ's. Used to be Mr. Cook.
Yeah, I remember Mr. Cook.
PJ's is moving to the on the other side in front of Dollar General.
No way.
There's like a big building they're putting up.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Burger Zone. Yes, by the Burger. Yeah, I know.
Burger
yes.
Zone by the flower shop.
I didn't get in the Burger Zone until right before I moved to Austin. Oh. Like chicken no strip, joke, their chicken sandwich there is so good.
And their chicken strip dinner with the white gravy and the French fries and their fried jalapenos.
Oh man,
I haven't been there yet either.
You never ate at Burger Zone?
I eat it everywhere. Yeah,
you should. Oh. Next time you go visit mom and dad, you should go.
I'm so sad that Mesh's dropped in. I'm not Mesh's. Rudock's dropped in quality.
Yeah,
it used to be so good.
That was years ago. It dropped in quality.
Yeah,
Frosto is the other Crowley staple, but they're expensive.
They are expensive. They are expensive.
I used to go get snow cones there all the time.
Yeah. I think it's good for a novelty to go to Frosto's. I used to say that's a good date place if you were dating someone.
Yeah, you go eat in the parking lot. Now they have a dining room.
Yeah, now they have a dining room there.
Yeah, that's what we used to do. We're like, on a date, you'd eat in the parking lot.
Yeah.
It's they had the big gravel parking lot.
Yeah.
Okay, are we going to our home relaxing?
Because go ahead.
I love to relax in front of this guy.
He's holding up a 3DS.
This is my 3DS Hyrule Edition. It's got Mario Kart 7 in it right now, which is a very good game. That is like, if I'm in bed and I'm not tired, wife's watching something or she's crocheting and I don't feel like playing PlayStation or Switch or whatever, I'll crack that thing open and just play whatever's in it. Doesn't matter. I got, like, there's great Zelda games on it. There's Mega Man, I have Mega Man Legends, not Legends, Mega Man Legacy Edition on there. There's just good things to play. It's sleek, it's simple, it's light. I love it.
I've dropped my DS on my face so many times.
I have three DSs. I also have a pink DS.
Oh, cool.
Regular. Regular DS. Yeah. I need a charger for it, for my daughter.
I missed my DS Lite. I don't know why I ever got rid of it.
I got rid of a DS Lite to get a DSi.
That's what
I wound up holding on to the money and bought a PSP. So I defeated the purpose. And then I eventually got a 3DS XL.
Mm-hmm. I had my PSP and my first 3DS stolen. Yeah. I left my backpack in a friend's car. He didn't tell me the doors didn't lock. Apparently it didn't work. I would have brought it in. We were just going to watch a movie. And then we came back and everything in his car was stolen. So I lost about $1,000. Because I had all my portable everything was in there. And my wallet and my MP3 player. It was bad. Pretty bad.
The only thing I ever got stolen from me was my... I had a God of War red PSP that got stolen.
Dang, isn't that really rare? Or am I just...
No, it was one of the common ones.
Oh, okay.
When they did the Slim remodel, like that was the biggest seller for a while. Now I have a silver Slim.
That's what I have too. I don't know where it's at.
Somewhere. Even our brother Philippe had his PSP stolen as well. And one time I was walking in a not good neighborhood. Well, I lived in a not good apartment complex. And I was playing, or I was listening to music off of my PSP for some reason. I had music downloaded on it. And some guy yelled, "Hey, is that a PlayStation Vita?" It was a Vita. And I looked at him, and I took off running into my apartment because I got scared. And he looked like he was coming at me.
He was really confused.
Yeah, like, ah.
I had some questions about it, man.
PSP? PS Vita?
I have a Vita, too.
Oh, yeah.
I have a lot of handhelds. I have a Game Boy Pocket and GBA and GBA SP, and I have a lot.
I thought the Game Boy Pocket was made up when someone first told me about it. It's the smallest thing.
Yeah,
it's so tiny.
No, you're talking about the Micro?
The Game Boy Advance one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's about the size of a credit card.
Wow. Yeah.
It's tiny. No, I have a Game Boy Pocket, like a regular Game Boy Pocket.
Okay.
It's right behind me. Hold on.
Never seen one in person, I don't think.
Yeah, my roommate, Sam, had a...
Nick isn't here. Nick can't hear us. What did he have, though?
He had the Game Boy Advance Mini, or whatever it's called.
Mm.
But yeah, it was, like, barely bigger than the cartridge. It was crazy.
Hmm.
Yeah, this is a Game Boy Pocket.
Oh, wow. It looks like the original Game Boy.
Yeah, it's just, and then they had the Game Boy Pocket Color come out that was like, they had the yellow and the Pikachu version.
Oh, yeah. Is that a color? Was that after
No, this color? Is just a regular Game Boy. Tetris in it.
Sweet. That's amazing.
And then I have an SP.
That's the best.
And that's got
red SP is the best.
That's got Golden Sun in it.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Great game.
Man, have y'all played Tetris 99 yet?
I don't have a Switch Online. Mm. I have a GBA.
Oh.
Me too.
Yeah.
I have my purple one.
Yeah. I have an OG DS. Original
wow.
DS.
Oh, wow.
The old Cobalt Blue.
David, I'm surprised you don't just get a DS now. I mean, they're probably super cheap.
A DSi is a great thing to have because it plays all Game Boy games, all Game Boy Color games, all Game Boy Advance games, and it's backlit.
Yeah. Mm.
A DSi is the thing to get.
DS Lite or DSi? Because DSi didn't have Game Boy.
DS Lite. Yeah. This one.
Yeah, I had a blue and a blue and black one. It was my favorite thing ever. I should never have gotten rid of it. I don't know why I did.
Yeah, dude. Like winding down. If we're gonna stick to topic, winding down a handheld system is such a good thing to have.
Yeah, that's what my Switch has become. Because I don't use it on TV hardly ever.
Well, yeah. I am playing Ease 8, and it is unplayable in handheld mode, and unplayable on the TV, because that game is ugly on Switch.
That's good to know.
I am upset that I didn't get it on PS4.
Oh, yeah. If you ever get Xenoblade Chronicles, don't get it on your 3DS.
I have it on 3DS.
3DS version. I didn't like the 3DS version.
It's muddy and broken.
Yeah. I had to get rid of it.
You can't get it unless you have the nub, the 3DS nipple.
I have the Monster Hunter one. That's where you do that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
I love that DS, man.
Mm. Beautiful.
This one is still going for like $270 on eBay.
What?
Yeah. Is that the Zelda one?
Yeah, it's the Hyrule Edition.
Mm.
It's not the Link Between Worlds one.
I tried
it's
getting the Majora's Mask.
The other one.
I ended up with the Monster Hunter one.
Oh, that one's. I think that one's cooler.
Yeah, I like the Monster. It came with Monster Hunter. That's why I ended up getting it.
Yeah, it's preloaded, huh?
Yeah, it's preloaded and no extra cost.
Yeah.
And that was, like, not long after the 3DS XL came out.
Yeah. We had the Mario Luigi Silver 3DS XL that's preloaded with Mario Luigi Superstar Saga.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Bowser's Inside Story?
Yeah, one of those.
The second one, probably. That was a
I don't know where that machine is, but it's one of the Mario Luigi RPGs.
Was it Bowser's Inside Story? Because that one was for 3DS.
No, it's not that one.
I mean, no, wait, that one wasn't for 3DS. No,
it's something with Luigi.
Partners in Time?
Yes.
Okay. That was the second one, I think.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, that one's preloaded with that. Mm. And that's the one I have Shovel Knight on and stuff.
Sweet.
Yeah, 3DS I traded.
And Punch-Out. I have NES Punch-Out on that one.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. I traded out a Mario Kart 7 3DS for the Monster Hunter one.
Oh, that's awesome. That I love that Monster Hunter one though. That one's real good.
Me too.
Like I got the one that I want, the Hyrule Edition one, but if I had a second choice, it would be that Monster Hunter one.
It's like I want to pet it. Just looks so soft.
Well, I'm going to... Oh, go ahead. Are we done talking about handhelds and this relaxing?
What are you playing, Benjamin?
A Vita. I mean, I'm going to start playing a game someone gifted me. Some Metal Gear Solid games that I have on my bedside table that I will read.
Yeah, that's actually play. All I've been playing on my DS is that NES remake.
It is so... That those Metal Gear games are so good on that Vita, man. It's so good. We play with headphones on.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I need to do that. So I think I had this... Well, I'm going to talk about what we do at home, but I think our next topic or next thing we talk about is what we do to relax before going to bed, which I will also get to, which would be interesting. But when I'm at home, I used to have, when I lived with a roommate back in Lafayette, my Sunday relaxation, because I had the house to myself, was to pull the chair up to it right in front of the TV, get a six-pack of Mountain Dew, get some type of chips or food, and then I'd go to the Red Box and get three movies and just sit back and eat and watch these three movies. And for some reason, that was my most relaxing thing to do outside of video games. But now, currently, a relaxing day is basically Sundays when I've done everything during the week to where I have nothing to do on Sunday, like all like responsibilities or most of them. And then it's just a mixture of all different types of media. So if I could watch a TV show, play video games, watch a movie, and take a nap, that is a perfect day. Perfectly relaxing, you know, spend some time with my wife, spend some time with video games. That's
different
it.
Different with kids.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
I only take naps when I'm sick.
No.
Sunday's usually my busiest day because, like, I have to cook for the week and do my laundry and, like, have everything ready for, prep day. Yeah, most of the TV we watch is not really relaxing.
Is it kid related?
We stick to like high drama and mystery.
Oh,
and nothing really to wind down to. It's like, oh my God, what's going to happen next?
Yeah.
Smallville.
Yeah, it's just like Smallville.
So, David, what's your at home relaxation?
At home, I do like to hang out with my girlfriend a lot. She was here earlier. But. Around that, I like when I wake up in the morning, I get so antsy, like I have to go do something. It's hard for me to wake up in the morning and just be anymore. So I like to go, like, just drive somewhere, go get food, I don't know, something, come back, then I can relax because I've gotten rid of that antsiness. Usually, my girlfriend comes over earlier. We hang out for a while, eat lunch. Then after that, that's when I get into gaming and or TV mode. It depends on the day, but I like to play a handheld and watch something at the same time. So it can't be something I'm super invested in. Or I'll listen to like scary story on YouTube or something. And I'll just have all the lights dim or out and just laying on my couch, which is super comfortable.
I do kind of similar. I'll have something on TV and play handheld something. But I also have like YouTube channels that I follow. I watch their stuff. They have like a certain upload schedule, and I watch it kind of every week. Like GameSack. Jamark's relaxing.
Oh, big time. I'm daydreaming.
It's like he wants to go to sleep so bad.
I do. I am immediately taking a nap after this. Oh, man. I'm going to. Yeah. So my nighttime ritual has changed. It used to be read a book. And then I realized that Japanese anime, if you read them with the subtitles, you can read those. But sometimes I get really into them, and it does the complete opposite. And I get super into anime and watch like 20 episodes in one night and go to bed at like 2 o'clock in the morning. And that defeats that purpose. But recently, I started watching Adventure Time before going to bed.
Ooh.
And that is super relaxing. Oh, man. And I actually started watching last night. My wife went to bed, so I was able to watch TV in the living room. And I watched the first season of Bravest Warriors, which is made by the same guy. Yeah, they're only 5 minute long episodes, so
yeah, they're really quick.
So that's what I do. I try not to play video games because it just, or even be on my phone, because I will, it'll just keep me up all night. So something on TV that's not crazy. And usually Japanese anime, I only get to like 2 episodes of something and I'm passing out from just reading it. But right now I'm stuck on what to watch after Adventure Time, like what cartoon to move on to after that.
Build up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was going to ask you about that anime or that cartoon.
And the Dragon Prince. Oh, my God. The Dragon Prince is so good.
I saw it.
We just finished season 2 a while ago.
I thought they're only on 1 season.
The second season released last week.
Oh, dang.
Super good.
Oh, good. Can watch that.
Can watch Up the Good Kingdom.
I love it.
I really enjoyed it a lot.
When is that second season coming out?
Because yeah, that was only like...
was a really bad cliffhanger to end a season on.
Yeah.
Of what?
That was a really bad cliffhanger to live that season on.
What season or of what?
Kingdom.
Kingdom.
Oh, Kingdom. Oh, man. So good. It wasn't as good as Haunted, but, you know, it's pretty good.
It wasn't as good as Haunting of Hill House.
That's true.
I actually think it was better, believe it or not.
I bet if I would have watched it in the original language, it probably would have been, but I had to watch it dubbed.
Oh, no. That's not good. Yeah, I didn't even know there was an option.
It's not a bad dub. It is a bad dub because they speak with accents.
Mm.
So the dub is English.
Mm.
It's kind of rough.
Yeah. You still need subtitles to understand what they're saying.
No, you can understand it. It's not that bad. But yeah, it leaves a little bit to be desired.
But that is something we've started doing. We put subtitles on everything, irregardless if it's foreign language or not.
That's because you're deaf. That's
I cannot do that. That's true. My wife was getting tired of me going, "What did they say? Huh?" So
you're turning into dad.
Oh, big time. David, I want to get you with my belt.
I guess like nighttime is reading time. I read, I read articles, I read books. That's when I catch up on news. And then I wake up and it's like all the news that I read is different because I read yesterday's news.
That's how.
So, yeah. So it's, but mostly I read like science journals and comics sometimes. I do it all on my phone or my tablet. I try to keep an ebook on my phone to wind down. That's usually the last thing I do before I go to bed. Read a book. But that's what I did before I had devices, so
yeah.
Why change it?
Yeah.
Well, it's now it's been
just a lighter book.
Yeah.
That's true. I usually watch a TV show or play games till about an hour before I need to go to sleep. Then I go to my bed because I know I'm not going to fall asleep right away.
Yeah,
DS or something, or do stuff on the phone.
I give myself 30 minutes. Like, I'll turn the console off 30 minutes before bedtime. Like, I don't want to shut the console off and then go straight to bed. There's no way I can do that.
No, I can't do that.
Because usually I'm in the middle of something that is too much to handle to mm-hmm. then just go to sleep.
And if I'm really tired, I know I'm not turning my DS or my Switch on. I'll play like Fire Emblem Heroes or a quick phone game on a really low light and turn all my lights off till I fall asleep. Because I, unlike y'all, I have my own bed. So just do whatever I want till I fall asleep.
We were talking about getting it. We need a king-size bed.
You don't have a king-size bed?
No, we have a queen.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, we have a queen, 2 nightstands, a chest, dresser, and an armoire.
Wow. But
there's so much furniture in here. And I'm like, if we get a king-size bed, we got to lose at least 1 nightstand, maybe the dresser and the armoire, because we're going to have to hang the TV on the wall.
It's totally worth it, because
I bet, because I'm a big fella.
Me too. Like, I need to stretch out to sleep. I need to. And king size just that, because we went to a hotel with a huge king size bed once, And I was like, I need this in my life. Like, because I can't touch my wife while I'm sleeping. I just can't.
Yeah.
I just need to be, and I like, oh, Nick, man, you need to do that immediately. You'll be sleeping so much better.
And we sometimes wind up with a child
In here. And that'll help with the child because there's enough space in a king size.
Yeah, I need a bed where I'm in another zip code.
Yeah. You should just put a twin next to it.
Yeah.
Just so you're the same height and everything. Yeah, you know, just be your bed on the side of the queen. It'll be your little twin bed.
Yeah, and we have like this super expensive mattress that's like I only get 2.5 feet of.
Oh, man. That's the worst. Yeah, you gotta get a king size. That was the best decision.
We were thinking about it.
Man, you really, I am. Like, you know how you're gonna start a YouTube channel or do a video real soon?
Yeah, but
it's even more pressing
that you get a king size. We're still paying on this mattress.
Oh.
And it's only like $15 a month.
Oh. We got a mattress and it cost us like $100 a month. It was, but it is very comfortable and it's a king size and we got it made in America, you know, one of those places.
We got it from Rooms To Go. It's 0% financing for 72 months.
Boo. Oh, wow. Rooms To Go is trash.
Yeah, they're horrible garbage, but it's cheap.
We got us a high-end bed from Industrious Workers. So comfortable, man. They have these at Bed Bath & Beyond or like Ross's or something. They have those bed covers or like those mats you put over your bed with the foam.
Magic fingers?
No, not the magic finger. What are you talking about?
The memory foam? Like we have it's a pillow top.
Are you talking about the egg crate?
Memory foam. Huh?
You talking about an egg crate, Matt?
Yeah.
No, we get the thick foam.
Yeah, well, ours has that on top of it.
Oh, okay.
It's a pillow top with that. I mean, the mattress is freaking.
Yeah. Like this thing. Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, our box spring is this thick.
Oh,
because
wow.
It's all mattress.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
I'm glad this is at least relevant.
Well, yeah, because you can't. Your bed needs to be relaxing to go to sleep.
Exactly.
Your bed's like your number one thing you need to be relaxing.
Yeah.
Because, like, my wife can't sleep without the TV on, so that's something I had to get over.
Oh, no.
Yeah, well, that's why I had started watching anime and stuff, because, like, she cannot. But she goes to sleep before me every night, but she got me hooked to watching stuff.
See, so, I would never sleep if that was the case. Oh,
yeah,
God,
it took me a while.
I used to be that. I weaned myself off the last year or so, because my girlfriend doesn't like that. If we get married, I don't want to have to be. Someone who has to do that.
You better rephrase that statement, son. If we married.
Okay.
When. There you go.
There you go. Better watch yourself.
Have to. Because she doesn't want that in the bedroom.
Yeah. I need a fan. I need.
Oh, 100%
fan.
Need a fan.
I need noise, but I don't need TV because I'm gonna focus on that. It could be about baking a freaking pretzel bun.
Oh,
I'm gonna be like, oh, that
episode.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
I'm gonna pay attention to it. I'm not gonna.
I'm gonna
sleep.
Go get a pretzel bun after.
We have pretzel buns in the freezer.
I don't.
That's why I chose Japanese anime because it always relaxes me. Like all.
Yeah, well, and especially if you're watching with subtitles, you can't understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
If you're not watching the.
Well,
TV.
You could turn the volume low that way too, to where it's not like blaring at you.
Yeah.
So you can dim the TV, then you can turn the volume low with the anime in it.
Or just watch Mushishi. Everything's low on that show.
Yeah.
And sex. I like to wind down with sex.
Gross. I'm going to have to ding you on those. No, I'm just
cut that out.
It's marital, so I guess.
Okay. Do we have a goofy? I might have a goof.
Oh, you might?
Might have a goof.
Okay.
The other day at work, I'm not going to even say where I work, so because I don't want to violate any laws. People eat at my job every, you know, they live at my job. And the other day, there was a person, I'm not even going to give it the gender, who just lost all the lunch. Projectile all over the self, all over the floor, all over the dining area.
Wow.
and it wasn't gross to me because I'm like, I've been conditioned around all of these bodily fluids to just be used to it, be used to smells, sights, sensations.
Especially with kids.
Yeah. But I've just been around my place of work for so long that nothing bothers me about it. Mm-hmm. Do you think you guys could just like stumble into a situation like that and be okay?
Nope.
No.
Vomit doesn't bother me that much. It might be the other stuff, though.
See, and the other stuff is way more common than vomit in my line of business.
Like poop? I don't know.
Poop everywhere. I think I told y'all the other day, I was working on a toilet seat, and I was just like changing the toilet seat, and I was tightening the new one up, and whenever I switched hands, I looked at my hand, and it was covered in and I knew it was but I was not done changing the toilet seat, so I just switched hands and finished changing the toilet seat, and then got up and washed my hands. It didn't bother me. Is that wrong? Am I too conditioned to be okay with it?
Well, I'm glad that you're conditioned since you have to run into it with your job. You know what I mean?
But like I said, I looked at my hand. I saw it on my hand. I knew exactly what it was, but it didn't bother me. Kind of like the vomit didn't bother me.
No.
Like there was a lot of it. It was everywhere. But I was like, man, that's a lot of vomit. And then just kept walking.
Well, my worst story like that where it didn't bother me was I was working for my medical delivery place, and where I was picking up a bed, and they have those rails on the side of the beds, and you know ours is made of metal, and they have like, you know, they connect by one has holes, and you put the metal rods through the holes, and you can adjust the size of the rails on the side. So I picked up the rail, and because I always did beds really quick. So I like picked up the rail real fast. And then when I picked it up, pee came out of the rail, like onto my arm and down my side. And the smell was like gross. And I just kept going. Yeah. I didn't even like wash my hands or anything at that person's house. I just finished up. And then when I got to work, I finally cleaned it off. I was just so used to the smells and everything. Like, so you're more in it than I was when I was.
Yeah, see, I wear shorts 90% of the time, and like I'll kneel down.
Oh,
and it's wet, and I'm like, okay, it's pee.
Yep.
I just got to get over it.
Yeah, I used to get those knee pee marks on my khaki work pants.
I never did anything like that. Nope. I didn't work in medical facilities. Mm. I went to people's homes, but no, never medical facilities. So. Mm. Nope.
I mean, there's pee everywhere.
All over the place.
It's everywhere. It's almost airborne. There's so much pee in there. But yeah, I don't know. I'm definitely conditioned to have it not bother me. I was just always curious of like having an outsider just come in and be like, and get hit with like the worst that the place has to offer, like a colostomy bag. You know, that's there's one thing that smells like that, and that's a colostomy. And when they leak, you know what it is.
Oh man!
It doesn't bother me. An outsider comes in and is like, "Oh no, that's unfortunate."
Well, like I said, I used to not be bothered, and now I am. Now I can't take it, like being away from it, from that. The gross for so long.
Yeah, the worst smell in the building is the sink pee trap. Like those are the worst. You know, I gotta disassemble that and get the gunk out of that. That's gross.
Oh no.
I found teeth and toothpaste caps and mascara brushes and all kind of just stuff.
Wedding rings that you kept. No, like, I'm just kidding.
I found more teeth than rings.
That is crazy. That is great. That's like a horror movie. Oh, found some teeth in there.
Yeah.
That was hilarious, Nick.
Sorry. It was a goof.
Oh, man. I'm gonna have nightmares about that.
We're gonna have to wrap because my dog's gonna be outside.
Well, yeah, and we're about it. We're almost there.
Did you fart?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, me?
Is that your fart face?
No.
Yeah, it looks like a, you look like you were farting.
Oh no, I was reading something.
It was like this.
Sorry. A friend of mine sent something, so. Yeah, let's end on my fart face. Yeah. Well, thanks for joining us for the most relaxing episode ever. Until the end, where Nick made me very anxious about gross stuff.
Listen to this podcast and relax.
And relax and be glad you don't have to clean up disgusting things.
Yeah, I don't have to clean it up. I just have to deal with it.
Oh, yeah, you have it around you.
But you don't like taking baths, no
shit. I'm a shower guy.
Shower's relaxing. Is relaxing.
Dude, taking a bath, sitting and marinating in the same water as your butthole.
It's great.
It's gross.
So good.
It's gross.
How long has it been since you've done it?
Took a bath?
Yeah.
I don't like to take a bath.
Well, but how do you know if you haven't done it recently?
Because I know that my ball bag and my butthole are in that water, touching that water at that time.
Yeah, but you won't know. It's the warmth of the water, and it's surrounding you. That is.
And yeah, it's surrounding you with butthole marinade.
Well, I mean, what you do is...
1,000 butthole dressing.
No, what you do, I know you have that detachable shower. You you clean those spaces off first, then you make the bath. Then you and you could even be in the bath while the water is coming up around you, which is also
I do amazing. That when I'm sick, but not I don't put the shower head on my butthole though.
You don't stick it right up in there and then like shake it around and make sure you get everything loose. All the dingleberries and stuff. That's like
That's what I have a bath ball for. Those shower poofs. Mm, that's my dingleberry remover. Mm.
Well, see y'all next year. Whatever.
This ended on a rough note.
Ah, no, just gets grosser and grosser.
Love your dingleberry tomorrow.
Yeah, y'all have fun with relaxing. Take a nap.
Yeah,
better. Take a nap right now.
Take a nap right now. I don't care if you're at work or on the road, just go to sleep.
Yep. Right now. Just pull over. Find the shadiest neighborhood and pull over.
I've done that before. While I'm driving for I had to pull over and take a nap.
Put it on your window.
Yeah. Take a nap and sleepy bye. Night. Good night. Sleep.
Later.
Bye.